Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about spiritual understanding, and I'm telling you, this is something that we've got to grow, and we need to really give it some attention in our life. Because, you know, your spiritual life is your psychological life, your social life, your physical life. It all has to do spiritually. Because, see, that's what God calls. His word calls you psychologically, spiritually, sociably, and physically. He calls you to bring those areas of your life in order with His Word. And remember, when you hear God's Word, it actually puts demands on your deficiencies. That's why people have a struggle going to church where the Bible's being taught and preached. But really, if you'll yield to it, it brings the best thing. God only wants the best for you. He's trying to get the best in you and has the best for you, because He created you. And so the idea is, when you begin to understand that, you see that? When you begin to understand that, it's like, boy, life makes sense. You see that? And it makes you secure. Boy, don't we need some of that? All right. So we've been looking at spiritual understanding, and I'm telling you, if we're living in a day like children, remember I told you I was reading that book by Erwin Lutzer. It's a powerful book. He's a major voice in the Christian community. He's a very intelligent man. He was the pastor of Moody Bible College for 33 years. And Bible Institute, the ministry, not Bible College, but the church in Chicago. And so what he's sharing in this book is what they're trying to infiltrate our children with. I mean, all this sex and all these ideas about sex at a very early age, before kindergarten, teaching them in kindergarten. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. What happens, and then here's the idea, and then Planned Parenthood is the one behind all this. See, they're the ones promoting all this. I might get some mail. I'm on live stream. I'm okay. They're the ones promoting this. And see, here's what he said. Then they'll put a wellness center next to our schools. So now you get them caught up and get them wrapped up in all that immorality. And now they're affected psychologically, sociably. Now they're all affected because of the sin. You see that? And then now they'll call their centers the wellness center. You get your answers over here. And you just pay this amount of money. Am I talking to anybody? I'm going to tell you, that's what's going on. And this is what we need to understand about our children. We need to train up our children. We need to be responsible for our children. You know, I was watching Fox News the other day, and they had a teacher talking to her classroom and saying, don't listen to your parents. Your parents don't know everything. They're up there. She's talking to the whole classroom. Don't listen to your, they don't know everything. My parents tried to tell me this and tried to tell me that. Wasn't ever true. Don't listen to you. Huh? How are you supposed to honor your father and your mother? And you got the teacher telling the children not to. The Bible teaches us, honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you. And that you may have long life. It's not going to go well with you if you don't listen to your parents. And honor them. Am I making sense? I know. Folks, this is the day we're living in. And this is what I'm trying to help you see. When we understand this, It's going to cause us to pursue God more and more and want Him more and fulfill His will. So we're going to look at this today. We're going to start with our scripture from Proverbs, and we're going to continue on. I'm excited. Let's look at this. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for everyone here. We ask, Lord, that you speak to our hearts. We desperately need you in this moment, in this hour. Father, you said if we'll trust in you, that you will direct our paths. Father, we know that you can direct our paths if we will listen to you. So, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit would teach us. The Holy Spirit is the teacher and your word. Teach us your word this morning. Help us to understand. Increase our understanding, Lord. You said that understanding will deliver us and keep us from the evil way. Father, we need understanding. We trust you today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. So, let's look at this. Okay, go back to the beginning. Who do we have back there? Hey, Christina's back there. Okay. Says, wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Now think about this. Actually, the Bible teaches that God is wisdom. See, you know, the world has wisdom, but then God has wisdom. See, the world's wisdom is called conventional wisdom. You can't fulfill God's will in conventional wisdom. You need God's wisdom to fulfill God's will. See that? And the Bible teaches in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7 and 8, it talks about, it says that, for since the wisdom of the world, now watch, it says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages. For our glory. Whose glory? Our glory. God had a plan for your life before you even showed up on the planet. And when you get this wisdom, it begins to unfold in your life. You begin to understand who you are and why you're here, your purpose in life. Without this wisdom, you cannot understand it. See, He's your creator. You see that? That's why you got all this identity stuff going on in our world. But when you identify with Him and He shows you who you are, folks, listen, that's who you are. And He wants to reveal the real you to you. Am I making sense? So the idea, we need His wisdom. It says wisdom is the principal thing. Now think about this. You ever get around people, they're always looking for a miracle? They're always looking for a miracle. They'll go from church to church. Oh, there's miracles going on. We've seen miracles here. We've seen people get healed of cancer. We've seen miracles in this church. We see somebody in a coma come right out of it. And they were planning their funeral. We went in and prayed for them. They came out of it. And there was no funeral. Are you with me? Now think about this. We've seen, but you were not created for miracles. We're not created for miracles. God originally created you for principles. You see that? Principles. To live by principles. See, if you're always needing a miracle, there's a deficit somewhere. Maybe in your principles. When you don't understand His principles, that's where the deficit will be. Oh! Are you hearing me? When you don't understand His wisdom, that's where the deficit will be. But when you understand His principles, takes you being consistent in an area, and it's going to produce exactly what God said. So you see people always looking for a miracle? Remember that. I've had people coming up here, want me to pray for them to, you know, to stop smoking. They want a miracle. I need a miracle. I need to stop smoking. Well, okay. Maybe you just need to get a principle in place and start taking care of yourself. Start exercising, doing something, you know, instead of doing something that's detrimental to your health. And if you smoke, don't let that beat you up, because we're glad you're here. You know, we're not going to throw people out. It doesn't matter. If you were drunk last night, you're in the right place. Because the gospel is all about forgiveness. All about forgiveness. So I'm just trying to help you see. If you'll put principles in place, they will begin to show up in your life. And you won't need a miracle every time you turn around. Okay, hold on to me. Hold on to this. Watch this. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her. Who's her? Her is understanding. Exalt her, understanding. When you get wisdom, now you have understanding. See that? God is helping you. He's given you understanding. Now watch. She, who's she? Understanding. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Next one. She, meaning understanding, will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Now look at this. When you get this understanding, this wisdom, you're going to have an ornament of grace on you. In other words, you will start giving people grace that you weren't able to give grace before when you get understanding. When people do you wrong and people have an attitude and you know, they're hating on you, you'll be able to give them grace and mercy. And you know what that does? That protects you. Because you see, if you don't understand this, what happens is when people come against you or speak against you with an attitude or negative, if their dysfunction, if you don't understand grace, then it will get in you and start to contaminate you. And then you'll walk around dialoguing about their deal. You see that? But when you understand grace, you give them grace. You know everybody's broken. They just haven't got the understanding yet. And so that's what God begins to show you. And you'll give them mercy. And when you give them mercy, it protects you. It doesn't contaminate you. It says, but the grace of God that brings salvation has been given to you to teach you. You see that? It teaches you. It helps you be saved. It saved you from the contamination, the negativity that's trying to get in you from all what's all around you. You get that? That's good too. Now think about this. Now watch. A crown of glory. This word crown represents authority. In other words, God's going to give you authority in your life over an area that you didn't have authority over. Well, you know, I'm addicted to this. Well, when you understand, you're going to have authority over that thing. Well, you know, my dad always did it this way. My mom, I was taught this way. Doesn't matter. When you understand, God gives you authority now. You see that? That's called self-control, the fruit of God's Spirit. You see that? Now you have self-control. You see, you can begin to live free when you understand. Am I making sense? He'll give you a crown of glory. What's the word glory? Well, God originated and intended. You see, you need that authority to become what God originated and intended your life to be. Huh? Did you hear that? Be quiet, Derek. Did you get that? So think about this. When you get that, now you're becoming who God created you to be. The devil is out to stop you. He wants to stop everything God intended you to be. Because when you become who you're supposed to be, you're putting a stick in his spokes. You are stopping him from his plan to destroy your life. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You see that? And that's what you need to understand. And when you understand that, Now things, the dots begin to come together in your life. You see that? You're not going to let people and their negativity get in you, because you're going to give grace and mercy, and you're going to forgive right away. Automatically forgive. See, the Bible is all, God's plan of redemption is all about forgiveness. If you have unforgiveness in you, it stops the love of God from flowing into your life. You see, it stops the power of God from flowing into your life. It stops it because you won't forgive. God commands you to forgive. Forgive those who trespass against you. As you see that? God commands you to forgive. The forgiveness is all about the past. All about the past. Remember? And reconciliation is about the present. You see? We both forgive and we both were reconciled, and now we can work this out. And then watch. Trust is all about the future. So now I can trust. When you can trust God, He can help you with your future. You see that? Because He's your creator. And He wants the best for you. Now, look at this. Go with me to Psalms 119. This is where we were last week. And look at this verse. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. So remember, we talked about that taking heed. The word heed means to listen, but it also means to hear. It means to listen and to hear. You see, some people listen, but they don't hear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Everything in the kingdom of God functions and operates by faith. Now look at this. How can a young man cleanse his way? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. That's Proverbs 30, verse 5. The word heed means to listen, to hear. Donita came home from work this week, and she was telling me a story about a scenario that was going on. And I was bobbing my head, and I was, you know. And then she said something, and I said, "What?" She said, "You weren't listening." I know, that's okay. All right. That's my Donita. She said, "You weren't listening." But she didn't say it, you know. And so then she repeated it, and I got it. Sometimes that's the way we are. You know, and I caught myself. I said, that's what I'm teaching my people, is to listen and to hear. You see that? Because it's easy to somebody be talking and you not listening. Now, I know none of you have ever done that. That's really how it is. But if you hear it, you can repeat it back and you understand. That's one of the things that attracted me to hers. She is a good listener. She said, "What?" We have fun up in here. You got to get real, right? All right, let's keep moving. Now watch. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Now stay there, Christina. So now, he says, your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Remember, I told you, this is something that has helped me go through. I've been here almost 22 years. I've been pastoring for 26 years. And something, this is what I'm teaching you, is what's helped me get and stay with it and enjoy it and still be excited. This is what's helped me stay in there. Are you with me? I've been through a lot, but I'm trying to help you see. This is what will help you stay in moving towards God's will. I'm going to tell you something. This is going to help you fight the good fight. You see that? If you don't have an understanding, there's a fight over your soul. There is a fight for your soul. You have to draw a line in the sand and say it to yourself, I'm going to fight this fight. I'm going to fight for my family. I'm going to fight for my marriage. I'm going to fight for my children. I'm going to fight for my finances. You see, you got to draw a line in the sand and say, I'm fighting. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. Am I making sense? You're going to have to fight. This is why I like an MMA fight. It's not the blood and it's not none of that. It's the fight that's in there. When you get in that ring, you better have you some training. You better understand what you're getting involved in, or you get your butt whooped. Are you listening to me? That's just the way it is spiritually. If you don't understand, you're going to get your butt whipped. Huh? You're going to be tapping out every time it gets tough. Oh, man, that's pretty good. I didn't even say that last service. I like that. Write that down, Derek. Now think about this. This is so important. He said that I might not sin against you. You see, when we sin, it's against God. But now look, if you're a believer, all your sins have been forgiven, past, present, future, all of them. Now when you sin, you're responsible. Now you reap what you sowed. God doesn't punish you. God doesn't punish you for sin after you. He'll chastise you. He'll chastise you and correct you, but he doesn't punish you. You punish yourself by being ignorant of what he's asking you to do. You see that? By ignoring what he's calling you to, an area of your life. You bring the punishment on yourself. That's good too. I'm just here to tell you. Now think about this. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Think about this. Just think about in the center of the parking lot, let's just say there's a pipe. Okay? There's a pipe right out there in the center of the parking lot. And it's level to the ground. Okay? Now, in here, we have a big valve, a big wheel valve. And it's got water. It's a water valve. So we open up that valve, and water will come out, and out of the center of the parking lot, water is going to be gushing up. Just, we have a big fountain out there, just flowing. But we come in, and we turn it off. It stops. And then you got a pipe level with the ground again. And then we let the kids go out there and play. Well, they start stuffing their sister's teddy bear in there, and dirt and rocks and gum and stuff and everything they can think of in that hole. Most kids, if there's a hole, they're going to put something in it. And, you know, nothing wrong with kids. They're just curious, right? But in time, dirt and stuff will fill up that hole. Just erosion, just naturally will fill up that hole. But you come back in here, open that valve, it'll force it out of there. It'll force it out of there. All the junk that was stuffed in there. Now listen to me. If you don't turn the valve off, the junk can't get in. The junk can't get in. It can't get in. That's what he's telling you. You got to hide his word in your heart so the junk can't get in. Am I making sense? You got to keep it flowing. Jesus said it like this. He said, he who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to be a wise man. He said, let him who believes in me and him who thirsts come to me and drink, for out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. You see, when it's in you, life is going to come when that negativity comes. Life will come and force it out. It will force out the negativity. Am I making sense? It will force it out. It can't get in because it's in you. You see, you win from within. I heard that at a conference years ago, but it's worth repeating. Now listen to me. And that's what it is. When it's in you, it will work. It will force it out, and the enemy can't get in. Are you catching this? Now think about this. Remember, we talked about how in Isaiah 59, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Here's what happens. When you give the Holy Spirit something to work with, that's the standard. And now, look, negative thoughts, negative things come. The Holy Spirit raises up a standard. He's like he's in there campaigning. He's campaigning for you to fulfill God's will. But if you don't put anything in, that's your responsibility. If you don't put anything in, you don't give the Holy Spirit anything to work with. And Psalm 60 verse 4 says, God has given us a banner. The word banner means standard. God has given us a banner that we may display the truth. That the Holy Spirit's going to display the truth inside of you, and you'll go his way instead of the enemy's way. Remember, God will lead you. He will lead you into places where you will be tempted, but God can't tempt you. It says in James, God cannot tempt anyone. But he'll lead you into a place to see your response, how you're going to respond. And if your response is towards him, now you're going to get his reward. But if you don't, if you yield to the temptation and you fall in, you get to take that test over. Yeah, there's no failures in the kingdom of God. You just keep taking it over. You may be taking that test when you're 80 years old. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people. They never pass the test. Am I making sense? Think about this. It talks about in James 1:21, it's the implanted word. We are to receive the word of God with meekness. The implanted word, which is able to save our souls. When the word of God is planted in you, it has the power to save your soul. The word save means to be made whole from many scattered parts. God's word, when it's planted in you, it will rise up and it will save you. You see that? Listen, it will save you. Now think about this. The word meekness means teachable. The word also means strength under control. In other words, when you're teachable, you're going to have strength and you're going to have self-control. And you're going to go God's way, and that brings the salvation in your life. Did you catch that? But you see, if you're never connected anywhere, you're not putting the word of God in. I've seen people be saved, miserable than a goose in a hailstorm. Always miserable. Always unhappy, always mad and angry at something. It's because they're not putting anything in. You can't, well, you know, someone hurt. You know what? You got to grow up and get over yourself. You can't get hurt all the time. You see, if you get hurt, that's your fault. That's your problem. Jesus said, you're going to be in this life. Everyone's going to be offended. Everybody's going to be offended. We're all going to get hurt. You need to know how to respond to that. If you don't learn, you got to learn how to forgive people. If you can't forgive people, you're not gonna be healthy with somebody who's being loyal to you. You see that? If you don't know how to treat disloyalty, you're not gonna know how to treat loyalty. You'll abuse them both. But when you understand, you see, now things change. You are the one being built up.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.